Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, Commissioner, Department of Consumer Protection is with us early this morning, and we're going to talk about Connecticut's regulator-assigned 9 marijuana licenses. D.C. said it will award licenses to producers in Newington, Meriden, New Haven, Stamford, Mansfield, Groton, Torrington, Westport, and Windham. New licenses will be awarded to dispensaries upon payment of their license fee and submission of final documents required in the next 2 weeks. How about that?
Commissioner, good morning. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, 9 marijuana licenses. Now, first of all, explain if you can, Commissioner. I know you've done this in the past, but explain to people what these licenses allow and who they're actually going to.
So what they allow is they allow, the way our medical marijuana program is set up is there are grower licenses and they're called producers and they actually grow the product. And then what we awarded are dispensary licenses. And these are facilities that are essentially like a pharmacy, except they sell medical marijuana instead of other medicines. And so what they allow is they allow the retail sale of medical marijuana to patients who qualify under the state's program. And so that's really what these are these are pharmacies in essence, except they sell medical marijuana instead of other products. And kind of who gets these licenses is it's a very competitive process. We had over 70 applicants for these 9 licenses. They all are going to have a pharmacist working for them and managing the day-to-day operations, just like you would have in a pharmacy itself.
Interesting. Well, what about marijuana? I know you're talking licenses and so on and so forth, but is there any way that these folks that you've spotlighted, are they going to be able to get just marijuana then for anything?
Well, the way the program works is only patients and their caregivers are allowed into these facilities. And so, yes, they can get marijuana, but they have to qualify. So our state has a strict program, and it sets out who is allowed to register. You have to have one of a number of conditions that have been approved either by the legislature or following a recommendation by a board of physicians.
Yeah, Commissioner, I think people need to understand that. They hear medical marijuana, and they think anybody can just go off the street
That's
and
right.
buy it.
That's how they think.
They think, but again, in other words, if you have a condition where you think that maybe marijuana can help me, you've got to go to a doctor, you've got to get a pretty rigorous approval, and there are only a set list of conditions that allow marijuana use, correct?
That's correct. So there's about 30,000, a little more, patients throughout the entire state, and those are the only ones who are allowed to purchase marijuana and use marijuana through our program. And these are legitimately very sick patients, many of whom have tried a lot of other drugs, many of stronger. You know, a lot of patients we hear anecdotally have actually been able to windle down or even stop using opioids and other really strong medications and are able to treat some of their conditions with medical marijuana. And these are people who have things like cancer, Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, Crohn's disease. You know, there's a long list, but these are serious diseases, something nobody would ever want to have, and a lot of patients are finding some relief with this product.
Michelle Siegel, Commissioner, Department of Consumer Protection. Now, why is it, is there a reason that it took this long to be able to help in Newington and Meriden and New Haven, Stamford, all of them? Was there a reason for this? or it was just the time?
It takes time. You know, the program itself has grown, and we're very cautious, because there are concerns in communities, to not expand the program beyond what the patient's amounts are. But it was sort of towards the end of, last year, it became apparent that patient numbers were growing to such a degree that really more of these dispensaries were necessary to meet those needs, and also just to make it easier so people didn't have to drive as far. And then, you know, it's a very thorough application process. So the businesses and applicants themselves needed several months just to respond to our request for applications and gather all the information. And then we had a very robust review process. A team of people read these over 70 applications, which, you know, could be hundreds of pages each, and had to evaluate them. So it was a very thorough process, and we're really proud of the program we have here. And part of the reason Connecticut's program has been so successful and hasn't seen a lot of the problems you may hear about in other states is because we do such a careful and thorough vetting process. But that does take some amount of time.
Commissioner, I would imagine one article that is looked at by area folks and you folks at your department regarding these dispensaries would be security. And I'm sure that a lot of people in these neighborhoods and you yourself and your department members have to or want to see at least a minimum level of strong security around these places, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. That's correct. And, one of the things that applicants are scored on is their security plan, and our regulations have really tight security requirements, and that's something that would be looked at in assigning new licenses.
Well, again, then, the new licenses will be awarded, as you said, to dispensaries upon payment of their license fee and submission of final documents required in the next couple of weeks. Will that be it, or will it just be a continual pardon here.
Are we getting any more dispensaries, do you think, Commissioner?
Well, not in the short term.
Okay.
You know, these nine, we think this actually doubles the number of dispensaries out there, and we feel that's a good number to meet patient needs. But so beyond that, for these applicants, yeah, they have to kind of pay now their license fee. But beyond that, you know, they need to build out their facilities and get themselves up and running. But I would hope by the first half of 2019, you'll see most, if not all, of these places opening up.
Okay. Well, that's what we wanted to find out, and we thank you, Michelle. You on our program once a month, and you do a great job, and we appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. Have a great morning.
Thanks, Commissioner. Appreciate the time. All right, so you got more once again. So if you folks are in the following towns, be advised you're getting new marijuana dispensaries: Newington, Meriden, New Haven, Stamford, Mansfield, Groton, Torrington, Westport, and Windham.